Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, October 26th. A few things special about today. First of all, this happens to be the birthday, Sister Sandy Woodard. She's a member here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And Miss Sandy, I hope you have a great birthday today. And then also Sister Susan Back, Miss Ruth Back's mother. Miss Ruth is our secretary here at the church and the radio station, and her mother, Miss Susan Back, having birthday today. Hope that you have a happy birthday today as well, Mrs. Back, and I hope that these two ladies have a great day in the Lord. Another thing makes today special is that this is going to be the last day of our broadcast this week, because on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be in Radio Marathon here at the Temple Broadcasting, representing WSOF and WAJJ Radio. And so this will finish our broadcast for this week. I plan on finishing the message that I started this week on the twin of prayer. We'll say more about that in a moment, but we best go to the Lord in prayer. I do have a number of requests, and I want to pray for those that are afflicted and sick. And right now, at the time that I'm making this broadcast, Brother Jim Ward just got out of surgery a little bit ago, had surgery on his knee, as he'd been in a car accident recently, and they said that it was actually, the damage was worse than they anticipated, and he's going to have a long recovery with that knee. So keep him in your prayers. And then, of course, Sister Kristen Barnett is in the hospital at this time, giving birth to a little baby girl. We want to pray for her and for Ava as she makes her introduction into the world today. And then also, Brother Cater Dockery, we want to keep him in our prayers. Lord, touch him and help him and others that are sick and afflicted in the church. And I do have some special unspoken requests that's on our heart. So let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father, I thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Allow us to be able to gather around the radio mic and just lift up our voice and call on your name. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to preach and teach on prayer. But Lord, help us to practice it. Help us to live it. Lord, you know how much we need prayer right now, how much we need you to do these things that we're asking. So, Father, I do pray, meet with us tonight here at the Island Ford Baptist Church and other churches as they meet to worship and glorify the Lord as well. Father, I pray you to help Ms. Woodard and Ms. Back, that they'll have a great day today on their birthday. Father, I pray you'd give Brother and Sister Hall great strength and health and bless them. Help Brother Cater, raise him up as would be you will. Be with his family, meet their needs as would be you will. Father, help them there. Lord, I pray you be with Miss Kristen as she gives birth. Blessing that, everything go well there. Help her and Brother Houston and the little baby there. Lord, I pray you'd bless it. And then help Brother Jim as he recovers from his surgery and the situation there. Father, would you intervene and help there according to thy perfect will. And then again, Lord, I pray that you would help in these special unspoken requests and these burdens that's on our heart. Lord, would you intervene. Help these, I'm praying for some young people making some wrong decisions that's breaking the heart of their family and breaking the heart of people that love them. Father, I pray you'd turn them in the way that's right and you'd get the glory and the honor. Now again, I pray bless the broadcast. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, appreciate you praying with us. We're going to go right to two songs. I've got two songs picked out. Just felt led to do this today. Brother Benjamin, our youngest son, is going to be singing for us today on the broadcast. And then we're going to the scriptures in Luke chapter 11 and also in Philippians chapter 4. And then we'll be back with the message. Our Bible reading for today, Luke chapter number 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Looking at what we're calling prayer secrets, our Lord's instructions about prayer. The scripture that we're using for our secondary scripture these next few days is going to be found in Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 6. One of my favorite verses, by the way. Philippians 4, verse 6. The Bible says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." I'm dealing today with what I call the twin of prayer. We started this particular point on Monday's broadcast. And underlining in our verse here, Philippians 4, 6, underlining the word prayer and then thanksgiving. Prayer with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. They go together. And we were dealing with that point and going to further that on today on the broadcast, talking about how that prayer and Thanksgiving, I believe, go together. And we started talking about the engagement of the man of prayer. In other words, that man of prayer is the one that's walking in these footsteps of peace, as we said yesterday. Three steps. First of all, step number one, be careful for nothing. Step number two, be prayerful for everything. And step number three, be thankful for anything. And so the man that's praying is already walking in those footsteps of peace. He is praying. He's taking his cares to God. And therefore, he ought to be thankful. Then we went from talking about that engagement of the man of prayer to going to the encouragement to the habit of prayer, talking about how that our prayers have been answered. When we give praise, we realize our prayers have been answered, and it encourages us to keep on praying. Thank God that God does hear the cry of his servant, and God does answer our prayer. And by the way, he speaks of specific answers to specific prayers, and we could name those, as we've talked about, down through history, book after book and page after page, and hour after hour that we could take up speaking about the prayers that God has answered in the past. Therefore, he deserves to be praised. And our Lord did tell us that when we start our prayer, to start out with praise, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And so we're giving thanks and praise unto our God. Now, not only does this praise remind us that God has answered our prayer in the past, but I believe it also reminds us that God will answer our prayers today. Amen. Also, the enrichment of the life of prayer. Now, think about this. The prayer warrior, those that pray consistently, prayer is not just a habit. It's not just something that we do. It's part of our life. It's what we are. Amen. We call this a prayer life. Prayer is so different day by day and moment by moment. Prayer is us talking to God. Whether it's asking, whether it's praising, whatever the case is, our communication with God is prayer. Now, thinking about the different types of prayer. You know, I've got some list here. Adoration, confession, petition, intercession, supplication, and thanksgiving. Truly, thanksgiving ought to be so closely tied to prayer that it's almost inseparable. It's like a twin, as we're saying. It goes along with it. When you think of one, you think of the other. And so when we're praying, we ought to be giving thanks unto our God. Think about how empty our prayer time would be without the giving of thanks. Think how much richer our prayer time would be if we give the giving of thanks its rightful place. Oh my. Now think with me about that just a moment. Think how much more intimate our prayer time would be if we just gave giving of thanks its proper place. Think how much more powerful our time of prayer might be if we just would give the giving of thanks its proper place. Think how much more rich, how much more full, how much more successful our prayer time might would be if we'd just spend more time giving God thanks. Amen. Amen. I know this, that when we give praise its proper place in our prayer time, we find out that the effort is almost effortless. The time spent around the throne of God is so sweet when we're there giving praise, as we ought to be. You see, around God's throne, praise is common. It's welcome at the throne of God because it's so very appropriate to the great God we serve. Amen. Some people have complained that prayer's dull. Well, and maybe they quickly grow tired of it. But can I tell you, they have never apparently experienced putting thanksgiving with prayer. Because those that do that learn that praying and watching, oh my, what wonderful things they are when we're giving God thanks for the answers. And we're just watching for more answers to give God more thanks And we realize that prayer life can be so rich in joy and in hope as well. Amen. Let me give you the last point today on today's broadcast. I'm talking about the environment in the way of prayer. Now, these twins of prayer and thanksgiving going together. This environment on this way of prayer. Walking down the avenue of prayer. I talked about three steps. Being careful for nothing. Being prayerful for everything. Being thankful for anything. Walking down this avenue of prayer, we will find ourselves coming into the sunlit atmosphere of thanksgiving. Amen. You may go into the prayer closet with a heavy cloud over your head. You may be driven into the prayer closet with storms, oh my, raging in your life. But if you'll shut the door of that prayer closet and start giving thanks around the throne of God, you'll notice that the sun is shining brightly. Amen. A prayerful man is truly a thankful man. The Apostle Paul was a very living example of that. He had the spirit of prayer, and it was coupled with the spirit of thanksgiving. Here's what he said. He talked about the spirit-filled life. In Ephesians 5:19 and 20, you know, verse 18, he tells us, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Here's what he says happens when you are filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what he's saying? He's saying the Spirit-filled life is not a dull life. Oh, no, it's not a dreary life. It's not a drudgery. No, the Spirit-filled life is singing. The Spirit-filled life is rejoicing. The Spirit-filled life has melody ringing deep down in your heart. Amen. I believe that generally being thankful unto God breeds the joy of daily life into the Christian, if that Christian possesses the spirit of prayer. Can I give you two times when I believe you need to give thanks to God? First of all, I believe that positive blessings call for giving God praise. Think just a moment about how abundant our blessings are. Amen. There's a song that we sing here at the church I think is probably familiar to most of you. It's a joyful and delightful song. It expresses, I believe, a popular sentiment. And it goes along these lines, and by the way, it's absolutely impossible to fulfill. We sing it, and it blesses us, but it's impossible to do it. Here's what it says. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Have you ever tried that? You can't name all your blessings. Oh, so many of God's blessings are nameless. So many of God's blessings go uncounted. Amen. We're so blessed. That's what I'm saying. We are so blessed that we could never praise Him enough. How could we ever accomplish that task? Try it. Take a pencil and paper and see how long your list grows. And you'll give up on even trying to finish it. Amen. You'll come to the point where you have to lay the pen and paper aside, lift up your hands to heaven. You'll lift up your voice and give praise unto God because His blessings are too numerous for us to take a strict accounting of. Amen. Brother Lester Roloff used to say it this way. He said, instead of trying to count your blessings, naming them one by one, we'd come closer to naming them ton by ton because we are so blessed. I believe just taking a casual glance at our list of blessings would cause us to give some time to giving thanks to our God. Positive blessings. That God would bless such a worm as I. Oh, praise God. But there's another time we ought to give praise to God, and that's when negative blessings come. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, not only should we give God glory for the blessings we have gotten, but we should also give God glory for the things we didn't get, for the things He shielded us from. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about every misery that you haven't gotten is mercy that you have gotten? Amen. Amen. Oh, in the leanest of times, in the darkest of times, in the hardest of times, there's much that we can be thankful for. Amen. We should give thanks in prayer. Matter of fact, we ought to give thanks that we can pray. Amen. Be careful now, in conclusion, be careful never to attempt to separate these two twins, prayer and thanksgiving. They have a mutual effect one upon the other that keeps them both in thoroughly healthy condition. Prayer causes you to be thankful. Thankfulness causes you to pray more. Amen. Prayer without thanks is likely to be a dull thing. Thanks without prayer is bound to be a delicate thing that cannot thrive and live, but both of them together continue together and keep one another strong. Besides that, thanksgiving is good for our soul. It's good medicine. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Sometimes we think about that merry heart just as laughter, and laughter is good, but I believe it's talking about being thankful. Amen. It'll keep us from going down the trail of the apostate. Romans 1:21 talks about that trail, and it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I believe, friend, that it would be correct to say that a prayerful man is a thankful man. And then a thankless man is a prayerless man. Thank you for listening.